fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest is Eliza Aquilina. Now, don't laugh because I said I was going to put my posh voice on. So you must be used to doing voices because you're an actor.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I'm an actor. Yeah, I mean, voices are part of the job, so it's what you do.
So what kind of actor are you? Because I know there's lots of varieties.
Yeah, I mean, my passion is in when it comes to stage acting, but I also love doing radio plays and audio. Yes, and I also have a little, what do you call it, passion maybe, towards the horror stuff. So it comes to blood and...
That face, how can you talk about horror?
I know.
Oh, my
God. Just a massive fan, that's all.
No, I'd be too... No, but all the makeup and stuff must be fascinating when they do
that. And it's fun. It's so much fun. And yeah, it gets all sticky and stuff. And then, I love it.
That's kind of strange. But what actually got you into acting in the first place?
I remember ages ago, like years ago, I was in this play and I was like, I am never going to do this again. This is really not my cup of tea. This is really not me. It's not going to happen again. But then I remember like a couple of years ago, 8 years ago now, Masquerade School of Performing Arts, they had this 2-year music theatre course. And I was reading about it, and there was a little spark, maybe? And I was like, maybe, let's just give this a try, see how it goes, And I did the course, and then I was like, oh, this can turn into something serious now. So that is where it all started.
So did you have a particular talent that drove you to go to that class? Are you a drama queen, or have you got the voice?
Actually, I've trained as a singer.
Okay.
So that's where it started. And then, I mean, I think this is why I kind of got into musical theatre, because I can sing. But then, I mean, this particular course also had acting and dance, because it's musical theatre. But then... I can't dance. I can't walk straight, but that's about it.
Okay, so no high kicky in the
no,
breaks.
No, I can try, but like, no, I'm going to fail miserably. And then I kind of specialise, I guess, in acting. So,
So that fear has gone?
Fear, you mean?
You know, as you when you first acted, you said like, no, never going to do that again.
Oh,
that
yeah, definitely.
Gone.
Yeah.
So you can tell people if you hated it one time, try it again.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe I should try sport. Anyway, we're going to get on to your first musical memory. I've got to say, this is the first time I can almost put hand on heart that AC/DC will have been played on Campus FM. So thank you for that.
No worries.
It's my job. But no. So this is Shook Me All Night Long. What memory does that bring to you?
That was a song I sang. I was a backing vocalist. In Panto, that was, I think, 8 years ago now.
Okay.
And so I think that was my first professional show, and that song was the finale of the show, so it's kind of special.
And you really remember it, and can you still belt it out now if you had to?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I'll tell you what, we'll play the official version.
Yes.
And we'll be back soon. So this is AC/DC's Shook Me All Night Long. next one. You're a bit young to like the Beatles. You've got help here.
I'm not a fan of the Beatles, to be honest.
Okay.
But that's...
Slap.
But, yeah, but that song, there was another show,
mm-hmm.
and this is a funny story. We were doing panto, a different panto, and I was the tallest girl, chorus girl, and my boyfriend was the tallest chorus boy.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up being paired together for this particular dance. So, yeah, I can say that was our first dance Aww. On stage.
Aww.
To that song.
But actually called Help because you said you can't dance, or did it actually go okay?
Yeah, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Thing is, my boyfriend still sings it because I drive him nuts, so it's just like Help all the time.
All the time. I love this one, actually, because it's a real, the way it starts. So we're going to listen to Help by the Beatles, and I might dance around, sorry.
Yeah, I might join you as well, so.
Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can.
Sheeran song, this Castle on a Hill, this is a few people's, you know, they really like the song, it really takes them somewhere. Where, what does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me? So we've seen Ed Sheeran live twice.
Okay.
Which, I remember we booked tickets to see the Berlin concert and it was lovely, best thing ever. And then I think a year ago we went to watch Sigurd. And he was there again, and was the exact same show. So we had no, I mean, we were hoping we were going to see something different, but it was the exact same show. And yeah,
so this song is
funny.
Yeah. But did he do all like the same jokes at the same time and stuff like that? Or was it?
I mean, even the lineups, his songs were in the same order.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm a big fan of Ed Sheeran, but like, really?
Yeah. I guess you imagine they have to do certain things. But it must be a bit sort of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like putting up a
cut
show.
And paste,
you
cut
just,
and paste,
yeah,
cut and
paste. Exactly.
Oh, well, we'll forgive him because, you know,
I mean,
he's Ed Sheeran.
Yes, we have to.
So, Castle on a Hill, coming next.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And
tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, and when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes, one works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. When I missed the way you made me feel, it's real.
Now, this, I had no idea. Had to look it up. Wood Kid, Run Boy Run.
Yeah.
What is it? Where did it come from? What does it mean to you?
So, it's that song, we had to... So, basically, I was in the show and that happened a year ago now. So, August, September 2019.
Okay.
And that was the last show I've done before going to drama school.
Oh, okay.
And I think that was my favourite number. It was a physical theatre piece and it was about feminism and women protesting.
Mm-hmm.
The play was about the protests in the 1980s in the UK. So, yeah, I mean, also the music is absolutely beautiful, so...
No, it was nice. So thank you for introducing me to it. So, but was this one you sang as well, or you it was just in the show?
It was a physical theatre piece, so no. It's just, just movement kind of. Yeah.
You didn't have to belt it out.
No.
So let's hopefully introduce some other people to this. This is Wood Kids, Run Boy Run.
Run, boy, run. This world is not meant for you. Run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run. Running is a victory. Run, boy, run. Beauty lies behind the hills. Run, boy, run. The sun will be guiding you. Run, boy, run. They're dying to stop you. Run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy. Run, boy, run. Break out from society. War is an awful day, hey. And you don't have to hide away, yeah. You'll be a man, boy. Before now it's time to run, it's time to run. This ride is a journey to run, boy, run. The secret inside of you, run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy, run, boy, run. And disappear in the trees. Okay, hey, you don't have to hide away, yeah. You'll be a man, boy. If for now it's time to run, it's time to run. Tomorrow is another day, hey. When the night fades away, yeah. You'll be a man, boy. If for now it's time to run, it's time to run.
I'm hoping this is an influence from somewhere else. Wings hurts. I mean, sorry, I know I shouldn't pull a face. No one can see it. But wings?
Yeah, I mean... yeah. Hurts, yeah. They're a really good band, actually. Really, really good.
I have a mental block about them. I have a sort of wall that I just can't get past. Maybe yeah. When I'm grown up, I might listen to them. I don't know. So tell me. Sorry, it's story.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lovely, lovely song. And there's a funny story behind that because we went to see the concert. It was in London. And the theatre had kind of like a Roman feeling to it, like with columns and stuff. And I kind of... In my mind, I... blocked I was like, okay, if I had to put up a show in this theater, in this Romanesque theater, I would put Jesus Christ Superstar. And in my mind, I spent the entire concert planning where the actors would come in and where I put where.
Okay.
So, but yeah. It was also a fun concert, but I remember that just a modern boy band in this Romanesque theater with columns and stuff, and it was just a weird experience. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Is that something that you learned when you were at university and your acting schools and things? Do you learn the production aspect of it as well? Or do you purely do the musical theatre?
I went to acting school, so it was just an acting course.
Pure acting,
yes,
okay.
Pure acting. But then you kind of get that stuff from experience and all. So, for example, I also did a course with training years training at TMYT.
Okay, which is
basically a training, a year of training, theatre training, with the Manuel Theatre.
Ah, okay.
And then they kind of, those students are the alumni of the Manuel Theatre.
Right,
so there's a show, they would kind of call them in
drag
and stuff.
You in.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you
call
mine
you
now?
In. Call you in, yeah. So you learn a lot along the way.
That's a really good experience to learn about production and how the light works and what you need to do before a show. And so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because I think if I ever was in theatre, because I'm terrified to stand on the stage, would you believe? But I do like costume.
Oh, that's lovely.
I love to play in a costume department.
Yeah.
But I might not get anything done. I might just be playing dress up the whole time. A bit sad. But anyway, less about that. Let's listen to Hurts by Wings. This is quite a long track, so enjoy, everybody else.
When you find me free falling out of the sky, and I'm spiraling out of control. When I drop like a cannonball from cloud nine, just promise you won't let me go. Say you'll catch me when I fall, wrap your wings around my body when I'm lost in the storm and I'm calling.
Grab your wings!
Okay. The Lion King. Hakuna Matata. But yeah. I
mean, a popular one.
It is very popular, not necessarily with grown-ups. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Were you young when this came out? Was it your...
I think I was one.
Okay.
Yeah, because that came out in 1994, if I might be wrong. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was one. No, I chose that song because when, after my first master's, I ended up... I worked as a drama teacher, which I absolutely loved. And that particular song, I chose it for one of the concerts for my kids. And yeah, it was just the sweetest thing ever. Everybody, all my, like, they were 7-year-olds, so like wearing animal costumes and dancing to that. And it was just sweetest thing ever.
The best fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with drama teaching, is that something you'd look at again? Because obviously the acting world is quite a difficult space.
Yeah, it's a tough industry. And I mean, some people do it full time, but it's a bit difficult to kind of... because I mean, theatre and acting works in kind of projects. So, one project at a time. So you might have months where you're technically unemployed. So, I mean, teaching is something that is stable and something that you can rely on. So, yeah, I would definitely do it again.
And children again, or do you think adults as well?
That's a tough question.
Because, you know, there are adults who want to go and do what you've done. You know, they go through the proper channels. But then there are people who are older that think, oh, I just wished I'd done that. You know, and maybe something, because I don't know if there's much of that around locally. You kind of really have to be in the scene, I think, to be picked for anything. So is there anything like the adults, or is that something that could potentially be in Malta, do you think? A part-time acting school for grown-ups that maybe...
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if there are classes for grown-ups. But yeah, I've never had the experience to actually teach grown-ups.
Okay.
I think my eldest students were... going on to their A levels.
Okay.
So, but not like proper grown ups.
But still, they have those nervous feelings and stuff. Whereas children are just fearless. They'll do what you tell
them.
Oh yes,
definitely. That's why it's more fun, because you can do whatever you want. Yeah. You know, and just go for it. It's like, okay.
The older they get, they're like, I'm not wearing that.
Yeah. Exactly. She said. You know.
Yeah. No, I would probably stick to children.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, so let's stay in that mode and dance around the studio a bit to Hakuna Matata from The Lion King.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. It ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's a motto?
Nothing. What's the motto with you?
Nice.
Boom. Those two words will solve all your problems.
Yeah. Take Pumbaa here. Why? When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
How you feeling?
It's an emotional story.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, although I seem thick-skinned.
And it hurt that my friends never stood down.
I was always here for you, and I resent that.
Oh, the shame!
Yes, he was a shame.
I thought of changing my name.
I mean, to what, Brad?
And I got downhearted. Every time that I farted, are you gonna stop me?
No, I'm not. You disgust me. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, sing it, kid.
It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Welcome to our humble home.
You live here?
Well, we live wherever we want.
Do as we please.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice, huh?
Everyone, this is Simba.
That, my friend, is a lion.
What about food? Have you thought about feeding that thing?
Yeah, I'm starved. I can eat a whole zebra.
Oh, here we go.
No, kid. We're fresh out of zebra.
An antelope?
Uh-oh. No, listen, kid. If you want to live with us, you have to eat like us.
And most importantly, not eat us.
This looks like a good spot to rustle up some grub. Step aside, fellas.
What's that? Ooh, choo-choo. This one's got some nuttiness.
Now that's what I call umami.
Slimy, yet satisfying.
Extra crunchy.
They're local.
Yeah, oh, are they?
They're from right there.
I'm telling you, kid, this is the great life. No rules, no responsibilities. Ooh, a little cream-filled kind. I love these.
Those are good.
I love
these. Those are the best.
Well, kid.
Oh, well. Kuna Matata. Slimy, yet satisfying.
That's it!
We didn't mind.
Egg sack! I got an egg sack!
One more time.
Oh, no, I think we did.
I think we got this one.
Yeah. We're just getting in the groove.
No, let's leave them wanting more.
Yeah, you've grown 400 pounds since we started.
Meanwhile, I look exactly the same.
It means no worries.
You tell them to stop.
Look, you insisted we sing it.
I insisted you started singing it.
It's our signature song. We shouldn't be sharing it.
But it's our signature song, so we have to. Look, just tell them to stop.
Are you really want to wear me out today? My goodness. Like the time warp.
I mean, as a musical theatre freak, it's a must stay.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, want to dance in my seat now. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it. So, you've done this, I'm guessing. This must be something that you've been in.
No.
Ah!
No. No. Well, it's on my list.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I watched the show in London.
Mm-hmm.
And to my surprise, I had no idea about this. In London, apparently, you can go and watch a show wearing, because it's a cult musical, so mm-hmm. you can actually go there and wear, usually the men do it. They wear a kind of like lingerie and stuff uh-huh. and stockings. And that was a lovely memory, I must say. And like when Time Warp, when they were performing Time Warp, like the entire audience just like stood up and just like dancing. I mean, the moves are kind of quite popular. So
yes.
If you know Time Warp, you know the moves probably. So that was a lovely experience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So a nice memory, but a show that you want to be in one day, you say. Or would just, you know, maybe
yeah, why
not on
the yeah. Why not? Yeah, yeah.
Just get to dress up real fun. And it's a little bit gothic-y and a bit...
Yeah. Know, and bit as of... I said, like, I'm a horror fan, so yeah, that's so... really...
Yeah, the scariest thing about this is actually the dance moves, to be yeah. fair. But what other shows would you like to be in one day? Have you got a list of, like, I would jump at that?
So many. I like the period stuff.
Okay.
So for me, like something like The Crucible would be lovely.
Okay.
And again, being a horror fan, there are so many. There's so many.
You should write yourself a list, have a little goals.
Yeah, yeah, and
book
I keep,
so
yeah,
you,
yeah, exactly.
You know, get through them, work your way. And sometimes it's, you know, I want to wear that dress or that kind of dress, or I want to say that line.
Oh, yes, way, yes. I mean, with costumes, I think it's mostly musical theatre, I think. Like lights and stuff and you know, big ball gowns. And so, just be like a princess for a day.
Aww. But do you still like the idea of doing panto now? Or do you think, like, no, I've really done my time in panto and now I want to do more serious stuff?
I mean, why not? Okay. I always feel like there's something... there's a lesson in every show. Mm-hmm. So if it's a performing lesson or a technical lesson or maybe directing notes or whatever, there's always, you can always grow as a performer from doing shows. So
but what would you want to be if, you know, you had, if somebody knocked on the door and said, right, Eliza, today you can be, what would that be? A particular part or a particular...
To be honest, I'm not really bothered about the parts I play. I think my aim is to become as full-time as possible.
Okay.
So that is what I'm aiming for at the moment. So trying to make it my full-time living job.
Jobs, and just acting, a little bit of singing thrown in.
Yeah, acting, singing. I mean, technically even teaching, because it kind of like you're keeping yourself active in what you're doing. So if it's teaching, singing or acting or helping backstage in a show or whatever, it's just,
keeping going. And do you want to do that in Malta, or are you thinking you're going to stay in the UK? Because you've been studying in the UK for quite a while now.
Exactly. My plan is to stay in the UK, but I mean, I'd love to work in the Manuel again. I think it's just a beautiful theatre.
Yeah.
Can't say no to that, so.
This is true. Maybe you could bring your company over here when, you know.
Oh, why not?
touring theatre. So we're going to do a little bit of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now I've got my breath back from Hakuna Matata. So let's listen to that and dance in your cars. Your face out on sensation. Like you're under sedation.
To the neck.
Hamilton, did you see it?
Yes.
Is it what they say it is? Like good, like really good?
It is magic, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I always get scared that when people really big something up, like really, you get there and you're slightly underwhelmed. And I don't know, it's just because my expectations are high anyway.
That happens sometimes, that the kind of, they paint this massive picture in your head, it's going to be so amazing. And then you go there and it's like,
had a big marketing budget.
Exactly. And I mean, it's Hamilton, so they do have a big marketing budget. Ah. But it was a lovely, lovely show.
Where did you see it? In
London. I forgot the theatre. Oh, no, I think it was the same theatre where there was Billy Elliot. So I think it was the Victoria thing, next to Wicked.
I remember seeing Billy Elliot
Wicked.
Jumping in the...
Yeah, yeah.
On the side. No, because we were in New York a couple of years ago for Christmas, and there was the choice of Hamilton or going to see the Rockettes' Christmas show.
Ooh.
And we went to see the Rockettes' Christmas show, because I just thought, I just don't want to be underwhelmed. And the Rockettes, I wanted to be one all my life. And I still do.
Yeah.
By the time I'm, you know, can high kick and whatever, I'll be about 90. I'll be the oldest Rockette on the block. Oh. But so I did that. But this, why this particular song, You'll Be Back?
Oh, I just love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Again, that was in a show I've done. Another Panto. I had no idea I've chosen all the songs for Panto. Panto. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You are a Panto queen.
Yeah. I think that was the last Panto I've done.
Okay.
As a backing vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes like it's really silly because like, when you do backing vocals, sometimes you forget how the song goes, and you sing the song. You just sing the melody straight away, and then, but that's not how it goes. That's the melody. What is the harmony? Like,
you just know your part, and yeah. That's it, sort of. Yeah, but it's funny actually because you in Panto you seen when you're a backing vocalist, or you hidden away.
They're hidden. Yeah,
you're hidden. Yeah, so that's a bit.
Yeah.
You don't get to dress up, or do you dress up anyway for this year? Hell of it.
With the there was a particular... with Help, the Beatles song, that was on stage.
Okay.
That was on stage, but AC/DC and Hamilton, those were backing vocal songs, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't get to dress up. But...
No.
Oh, well. Maybe next time we'll dress up after. Yeah. So we're going to listen to You'll Be Back from Hamilton. Here we go.
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back, soon you'll see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. You'll be the one complaining when I am gone. You're my favorite subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we had. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da
You're going to challenge my Maltese with this one. So Owen Llewellyn, I can say.
Yes.
Aseb Fitifel?
Aseb Fitifel, yes.
So tell me. Sorry, everyone laughs when I speak Maltese. This is, you know, that's why I don't. Plus I can't. But what is it about this song that you like?
My boyfriend, who's a professional music producer, he produced that song.
Ah, okay.
And sometimes when he's working on his music, he listens to the same song over and over and over again. And sometimes it gets too much, like way too much. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, begging, can I just stop it? Just for like, or just put on your headphones, but I can't take it anymore. But that song, oh, like you could just listen to it over and over. No, it's so much fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it about? Because my Maltese really is bad. So tell me the story of the song.
It's an interesting mix because it's an old Maltese song.
Okay.
And then since Owen is a rapper, kind of he added rap to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the song is actually quite interesting. It's really, really nice.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So we should listen to and support local artists anyway.
Yes.
This is Owen Llewellyn, no laughing, Aseb Fitifel.
من عدي وما نفش الفي اتني الرابات اللي سيسخون ما كلي نفكر ازمين اللي فهدانك بي وداخ ليات تسقول لي ما نسيت كل ستوريا نيات لأباتني البار نطلب لي يطلع الجليط والمارك اجدك لي كون تايلي كي ريالتا في الهاية تتري ما تدخل جليتا هاي تسولي ماما ريش ما بيانو الفيزيوني عدني شي سنة سبشي من الدفنيزيون نطل هاي اطلايا لوستك لي ولوجيك لي تكون رايت باي ميك ما تستاش تنسي هتلي فوق الباقالي اللي رايح دين البيب ورا ليل تايات لي مرقات شين فيخ بخوك مفوخ بالمسلوق سييت الفين تويلي جوغي لون دان كويت الأطفال محنا في اللوب من جوب نزايد بالفراج الصوت تبروفا تعمل دك لفيرا تخوف في ملاينونا مدرة بقى دايم البوت تهدم سطر تشتق تصال شمكين تبزل الهيا ستق لك ستميم السلند بسيمة للكل من يتحق لك الكمل بسيمة تك شيء من اللي حقق فاكي يا وقت روغان متى يفق الراب سبت المشكو تجي من ساسكور البرابارات الكل من قديمك انت كانون كارجات دايم لسبرس وصل للكل من الدوبتاك وصلنا الصاو من اللاينونا تهات اللوم الجورنات انا نسافر اقرات وويك البروبليم اللي كان لي قديمي صاروا ميموري وهلاقيهم في تراك
And the last one, another Maltese track. So well done you, because we've only had two and they were the same song in my whole of my previous series. So and it was actually quite a sad song. But this is Gilbert Gauci's Breathe.
Yeah.
Is this another one your boyfriend produced?
That, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. No, it actually came out before Christmas.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lovely. It's an original song.
Okay.
So Gilbert wrote it. And it's just... Oh, it's so lovely.
Yeah,
lovely.
It just makes you want to sort of stop and take in a deep breath kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and
right.
This one you didn't get fed up listening to over and over and over and over and over again. But that's quite strange because with acting and whatever, you have to learn so many lines. And how do you actually go about setting the lines in your head in stone? How do you remember?
It depends on the piece.
Okay.
So, for example, if I'm studying Shakespeare, what works for me is writing.
Okay.
Writing the lines. Especially since certain words are not in the correct order. I mean, Shakespearean language.
Yes,
So what helps me with Shakespeare is writing them. But then if it's a modern text, I kind of do page by page and then just like cover the line, my lines, and then just try and get, I mean, sometimes you can't kind of guess what the line is. You have a hint. Mm-hmm. If it's a conversation, you can't kind
yes.
of tell.
It's coming next.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, when studying songs, it's a question of just listening to it over
keeping
and over
going,
again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's on the radio or in the car or in the shower or just...
you follow... Yeah, so you drive your boyfriend mad then, listening to the same...
It's yeah. give and take.
Yeah. A good answer. Yeah, I see you have the perfect partnership. Yeah. So we're gonna finish the show on this one. I wish you absolutely all the best in your career, even if you don't do high kicky kicks. But your voice, looking forward to listening to more of that. But thank you so much, Liza Aquilina, for joining me on this week's Musical Memories.
Thank
on Campus
you.
FM.
Thanks.
Wish I could run and never see you again. I'm so hurt by you. I was fooled by you. After all these years, over and over again, I should have known better than to trust you. So breathe, I just wanna breathe and forget everything. I just wanna be free. So breathe, I just wanna breathe and forget everything. I just wanna be free. I know I'll be fine. I guess I just wanted to try. I thought I meant more to you. Clearly I was a fool. But it's time to move on from memories of laughter and day. I'm no longer that boy that we first met. So be, I just wanna be and forget again. I just wanna be free. So be, I just wanna be and forget again. I just wanna be that was held back, held press. You really don't know who I am. Now that I'm all grown up, it's time to stand my ground and walk away from you.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.